I'm a colorist and online editor for TV shows, and while I'm not an offline editor, like I don't cut the TV shows, I do often have to replace shots, and one of the things that you never want to do as an online editor is to bung up the sequence. So you don't want to accidentally change the runtime or something. So let's say I have to replace this shot with this shot. Now I could delete this shot, drag this shot in, find the frame that I want it to start on, go like that, bring it back here, trim it like that, and drop it down. Stop. Stop. Don't stop it. Just don't do that. Don't do it that way. Stop. Just slow down, okay? Please stop. Stop what you're doing. What you should do instead, go to the frame you want this shot to start in your source monitor. So let's say we want it to start here, and set an endpoint by pressing I. Now make sure that the track of the clip you want replaced is on, so it's got that red box around it. And now all you're going to do is press F11. And you'll see now that new shot has replaced the old shot that was in there, and I haven't risked changing anything about my timeline. So there you go. Now wait till you find out what F9 and F10 does.